This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The competition outside, I thought it was very beautiful. Jazakumullah khair for actually attending it and for those who organized it and participated. I think the purpose of all this is the knowledge that is gained, the teamwork that is built throughout it, and then learning to win and lose graciously and gracefully throughout the process. So I'm proud of everyone who participated. Apparently no one really listens to my khutbahs at all. They couldn't even answer. It's called the rule of five P's. It was on the thing. I put it on a projector for you and you still couldn't answer the question. We will talk about that in detail later, inshallah, all of you. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. The hadith tonight in the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari doesn't have a lot of a hadith رضي الله عنه. So it's always awesome when we hear one of them that is narrated by him, because he's a beautiful human being, and we just, you know, he didn't really talk a lot radiallahu anhu throughout his life, so it's nice to get some of his hadith. He tells us, and this is obviously within the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence, and we've kind of moved on a little bit towards relatives now after spending maybe 3 weeks talking about parents. And this hadith, Abu Ayyub tells us that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة. Tell me about a deed that will allow me to enter Jannah. فقال الناس ما له ما له. People started saying, what is this? What question is this? What type of question you ask the Prophet this? Tell me something to enter Jannah. That's all he does all day and night, is tell us things to enter Jannah and things to go to Nar. So people are like objecting to the fact that he's asking. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أرب ما له أو أريب ما له أو أريب ما له واختلف الرواة. So they differed on how he answered it, عليه الصلاة والسلام. But regardless of what the wording is, what it means is that he's asking a reasonable question. What's wrong? What's wrong with this question? He cares. He's asking about something that he is interested about. And this was his way, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's never, yani after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّ السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Never again did the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, ever chastise someone for a question that he was asked, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the rest of his life. And that is just the degree of detail the Prophet ﷺ would follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. He never ever said a word. Like he would ask him the most ridiculous question, he'd still answer you alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah said, وَأَمَّ السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So he said, أَرَبُنَا وَأَرِبٌ مَالَهُ. Someone who cares about something is asking about it. Why are you all upset? فَسَكَتَ الْقَوْمُ فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ تُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ أو تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةُ وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ. He said, you worship Allah, the one, the only, with monotheism. You don't believe in any associates. There's no shit. So tawheed, which is shahad, la ilaha illallah. Wa tuqeemu salah, which is prayer, obviously. Wa tu'ti zakah, and give zakah. So he called out three of the arkan al-Islam, basically. And he didn't point out Sawm Ramadan and Hajj here, which is the case in most of these hadith. But he added to it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, wa tasilu ar-rahim. This is why this hadith is important. Because he added to this. Usually if he says those things, alayhi salatu wasalam, he ends. Most of the ahadith that we have, he ends with that. That's more than enough. Because iqamu salah is a symbol of all acts of worship that are private between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sawm Ramadan and Hajj al-Bayt are already included in that. And tu'ti zakah is a symbol of all acts of worship that help other people. So that's all that he needs to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. But he added specifically, wa tasilu rahim. And you revive or you keep alive the relationships of kin within your family. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ ذَرْهَا. So the man was قَالَ فَكَأَنَّهُ كَانَ عَلَى رَاحِلَةٍ. This is how the hadith is. So that he said ذَرْهَ. Someone said, leave it alone. The narrators aren't sure who said this. Was it the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or was it the guy? Most scholars say it was the guy. كَأَنَّهُ كَانَ عَلَى رَاحِلَةٍ. Meaning the guy, it seemed like he was on a camel. And someone was holding the camel's reins as the question was being answered. And once the Prophet ﷺ said those four things, ta'budullah, tuqimu salat, tu'ti zakat, tasilu rahim, he told him, leave it, and he left. I got my answer to all I need to know. I'm good. I don't want any more. Don't give me anything else. Don't confuse me with more. I'm happy with this. And he left. Other scholars say that the Prophet ﷺ was on the rahila, and the guy was standing there holding the reins, asking the question. So when the Prophet ﷺ finished answering the question, he told him, let it go, and he left, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you don't need to hear more than this. That if you just do that, you're fine. Meaning if you just make sure you hold on to the acts of worship that are mandatory, salah and zakah and siyam and hajj, and you keep your family relationships alive and well, you don't kill off rahim, you don't ruin these kinship relationships, then you'll be fine. You don't need to hear more from me. You don't need to ask another question. That's all that is needed. وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ. for most scholars of usul and fiqh, this hadith has high significance because the Prophet ﷺ rarely, if ever, would add anything whenever he told someone about arkan al-Islam in terms of being mandatory. Like, he wouldn't add anything else. He would just call those out and that would be the end of it. In this hadith, that is muttafaq alayh, he would say, وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ. He would add that in. And it just shows the importance of that concept. It's much deeper than that. I'm going to talk about it, inshallah, more throughout the next couple of weeks or so. But so to allow people to get out, inshallah, to finish their contest, I'm going to end with that. يروي الشيخان في متفقا عليه من حديث أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة فقال الناس ما له ما له فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أريب ما له فسكت القوم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصل الرحم قال ذرها قال كأنه كان على راحلته صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سمعك الله بحمدك شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله